Would you enjoy me tying you up, pet? Or at least your cock and balls getting tied up? It made everything just a little more sensitive, a little harder, a little more pleasurable, didn't it? There are other ways of increasing your pleasure like that. They require a bit of discomfort as well, but they are still achieving the same goal. Making you more sensitive. Making you feel more pleasure. Making you melt into my submissive lost boy. I want you to take one of your hands and start running it through your hair. Just like that. Slowly back and forth. Can even use your nails on your scalp. This usually feels so good to me. Feel how soft and oily it is. Are you making any sounds for me, pet? A little moan of pleasure? Oh, naughty, naughty, grab a fistful of your hair and pull your head back. Hard. Be rough with yourself. You are not supposed to be neutering your pleasure anymore. Imagine it's me. I told you, pet, not to neuter your pleasure. Are you being naughty? Now let go and just move your hand down to your cheek, just resting it there. Rub your cheek softly. Can I hear you this time? Was there a little moan of pleasure at being touched by me? Did you say yes, Miss Wendy? No? We'll give it a little smack. Come on, you can do better than that. Make it sting a little. That is a little better. Keep your hand there and imagine it's mine. And maybe you've been a bad boy again. I wanted you to lay still and look up at my pussy as I straddle your face. I wanted you to admire it and worship it. I have it just inches from your mouth, but you aren't allowed to lick it. Not just yet, at least. Tell me, would you be able to resist? Would you? What if you went ahead and did it anyway, without permission? Of course, I wouldn't be able to let you get away with that. Go ahead and smack yourself again. Good boy. Just enough to sting a little. What would happen if I were letting you... let's see. What if I were letting you fuck me? Maybe this being such a rare occasion, a pleasure for a lost boy like yourself, that maybe you're almost in a trance. I tell you to fuck me harder, but you don't respond. So what do I do? I need to smack you just a little bit to snap you out of it so you'll hear me. Smack yourself. Again. Just rub your cheek for a second. Yeah, that's right. Rub the sting away. Make it feel good. Encourage those endorphins to bloom. Give your body a chance to make it hurt so good. Give it one last little smack for me. before you put your hand to your side and suck the fingers on your other hand. That's right. Suck the fingers on your other hand. I want those nice and wet. Now that they're wet, simply rub your spit evenly across your nipples. Rub circles on and around them. You can use both hands. That's right, nipples. Excite them. Now just give one of them a quick pinch. Then the other. And keep doing that. Your moist nipples getting pinched. Of course, you don't need to imagine me doing this as punishment. I know you like playing with your little slut buttons, don't you? In fact, is any of this really a punishment to you? It's nothing extreme, right? Nothing that hurts too bad. And that little bit of pain sort of feels good. It makes your body more aware, more sensitive. It anticipates another smack or another pinch. Your nerves are so awake. So when you give them a soft touch instead, it feels amazing, doesn't it? Now take your hands and start pinching both of your nipples at the same time. Pinch them, twist them a little, tug on them. You know how I would attack them if I were there with you. One with my mouth, and one with my hand. Your little slut buttons. You even ask for these punishments sometimes, don't you? You crave them. Miss Wendy, I've been a bad boy. What is my punishment? How many slaps? How many spanks? I get those messages all the time. But really, a punishment is something you don't want, isn't it? That you don't ask for. It's me telling you you've been a bad boy. It's me telling you that I won't play with you today. It's me telling you you don't deserve it. Yet here I am. And that's why these aren't punishments for you. Not you, my lost boy. Because you like them. The attention. You know they feel good. You want nothing more than for me to punish you. Punish you like this. So I will. You've been a good boy. Such a good boy up to now. Stop torturing your nipples for me and get down on your hands and knees. I want that ass exposed, vulnerable, waiting for a spanking that a good boy like you deserves in the best way possible. Take one hand, reach back, and just rub those sweet ass cheeks. I want your hand to know where they are. I don't want you to miss and give yourself a weak spank as a result. I also want you to encourage the blood to flow there by rubbing them, by exciting them. You're waking up all those nerve endings for me. Does it feel good? Can you feel me behind you? It's a rather nice view, I must say. Reminds me of when I used you as a step stool. The very beginning of our training. Do you remember that? Spank yourself along with me. Good boy. I'll give you a choice. You can alternate your slaps between your two ass cheeks, or you can focus them on one, sparing the other. Which will you choose? Would you rather have your whole ass slightly sore, or just half of it very sore? Make your choice, pet. Yes. I know you can do better than that. I suppose maybe you're just being extra careful at first. Don't want to miss and accidentally smack your balls hanging between your thighs, now would we? Oh, don't worry. They'll come later. Come on, pet. Really make it sting like I would do. Make sure it sounds good. That rose color is really starting to show. I wonder if we'll be able to see your handprints when we're all done. Oh, fuck. I love having you like this. Just ever present in the moment. Make sure you're rubbing between slaps. Awake. Focused on my voice. And waiting for what is coming next. Eager to follow along. Not focused on anything but here. And now. And me. And in this position too. On your hands and knees in front of me. Me walking around you. Every time my legs disappear from your vision and I start to walk around behind you, you brace for the next spank. Oh, but you love it. You love being my good boy. You love this so-called punishment. You love being my lost boy. I just want 5 more. Only 5 more. I know you'd happily keep going, but we have to stop. I'm sure you'd even beg for more if I were there. But I just want 5 more. So make them good ones, okay, pet? Good boy. Like that. Good. Fucking boy. Good boy. You can go back to sitting down. Be careful. You might be a little sore, and make sure you have the clothespins handy. Comfortable? How does your ass feel? Did you enjoy having my attention? Not a punishment at all, right? Do you feel warm and accepted that I enjoy doing this with you? Good. Now take the 2 clothespins and clip 1 onto each of your nipples. You see, you only have so many hands, and there are just so many things I want you to do. Clothespins on your nipples. You can use them to grab a little bit more meat if they won't stay just on your nipple tips. It just brings so much awareness to this erogenous zone. And your little slut buttons pinched. Now you may finally start stroking your cock. Use a medium pace. I want you to imagine me sitting behind you, reaching around and pinching and pulling on your nipples while I instruct you how to use your hands. Good boy. While you stroke your cock with one hand, reach down with the other and just lightly trace your fingers around your balls. Oh, feels good. Do you feel the awareness? The nerve endings lighting up, waking up as you stroke. Were you already hard before I told you to stroke? You were. Oh, see? You do like it. Circles around your balls. Now give them a smack. You heard me. Smack your balls. Stronger than just a touch. But don't go busting your balls either. Just a love tap. Now do it again. In fact, do it a total of 10 more times. Quickly, quickly. I want you to really get the hang of it. Oh. Love watching that. That's it. Oh, did you get all 10 of them? Did you stop stroking? I didn't say to stop stroking. Medium pace. Focus. Slut buttons are very aware. Stroking for me. Feel me behind you. My breasts pressed into your back as you do it 10 more times. Quickly, quickly. I suppose you could imagine you are fucking me this fast and this hard and that your balls are smacking against me like that. Why don't you envision that while you do it 10 more times? Good. Good boy. All 10. Not ball busting, just some nice little love taps, like your balls are bouncing off my ass. Good boy. Now just caress your balls as you stroke. Make sure you comfort them a little after you abused them like that. Good boy. Oh, I wonder how you touch your balls when you comfort them. Stop stroking. I want you to take the hand you were stroking with and grip the base of your cock. Hold it up straight, that nice, beautiful, hard, maybe even weeping cock. Take the hand that was on your balls, and I want you to smack the underside of the head of your cock. That's right. I just want 5 little smacks. You don't have to do these quickly. But I want you to use a little more force than you were with the delicate skin of your balls. How about you count them out with me, pet? 1. Oh. Are you neutering the sounds your mouth should be making? 2. Oh, your nipples feel so good. 3. Oof. 4. Oh my. good boy. I suppose for this you could imagine that I was sucking your cock, and you took it out of my mouth momentarily to slap it on my cheek. Slap it again, imagining my face. Good. But tell me, do you even need to imagine those things? Is it hot enough that Miss Wendy is giving you cock and ball torture instructions? I want 5 more on the head of your cock. Then you can go back to stroking. I'll count for you. Don't worry. 1. Oh, 2. Oh, fuck. 3. Yes, please. 4. And 5. My lost boy. Now you may stroke fast. Put that other hand back on your balls. You don't have to hit them again yet. Just caress them. Adore them. Tease them. All the endorphins in your body are rushing to your cock and your balls, making them more sensitive. Stroke fast. Get to that edge for me. I know it isn't hard. I know how quickly you can get to the edge. So stroke fast. That's it. Oh, I should be able to hear your hand. Hear your mouth. 10 smacks to your balls now. Oh, stroke for me, pet. Get right to the edge. Quick little love taps. Did you get all 10? Good. Because I want 10 more. Do you like it? Do you like stroking your cock while smacking your balls for me? Yeah? Oh, good. Prove it. 10 more smacks. A little bit harder this time. Are you on the edge? Do you think you're going to come soon? Oh. Well, I think you've endured enough pain today. Time for a little pleasure, don't you think? That's right. I'm going to have you shoot your load, but first, keep stroking as you answer me this. Is that little bit of pain actually pleasurable to you? It's nothing extreme, just a little shock to your sensitive areas. It wakes them up, makes them more alert. It makes all the pleasurable sensations you normally experience feel even better. Maybe new even. Do you like the pain then? Oh, you said yes. Good boy. Then you may come. But when you push yourself over the edge, you must stop stroking. The only sensations you are allowed once you're past the point of no return is your nipples and your hand smacking your balls. Actually, once you push yourself over the edge, I want you to smack your balls and take the clothespins off. Smack your balls until all the cum comes out and you ruin your orgasm. I did say time for a little pleasure, didn't I? Oh, good boy. Get it all out. Smack all that cum right out of your cock. Now give your cock one last smack for good measure for me. Good boy. You did so good. Take good care of yourself today. Rub your ass and see if there's any handprints. Squeeze your nipples a little bit for me. Your body is so sensitized right now. What a beautiful lesson to learn.